weekend on Sunday. Adair Police Chief Matthew Hines has released information regarding that incident that led to a standoff. On Sunday, the Adair Police Department received a report of a man firing several shots from a firearm inside a residence while his wife and two children were present. The wife and children made it out safely of the home before Chief Matthew Hines arrived on scene. Upon initial contact with the man, he refused to come out and speak to officers and barricaded himself inside the residence. He told officers he was armed and it would be, quote, bad if officers came to get him. The subject did fire a shot into the air outside of the residence during the standoff. After nearly 3 hours, the man admitted during a phone conversation with another individual that he made a mistake and walked up the long driveway towards the officers with his hands up. The man was identified as 35-year-old Corey Gregerson of Adair, and he was taken into custody without further incident. Gregerson was charged with intimidation with a dangerous weapon and booked into the Guthrie County Jail. Several residents living near the incident were evacuated from their homes. They were allowed to return at around 8 p.m. on Sunday. The Adair Police Department was assisted at the scene by the Iowa State Patrol and the Adair, Cass, and Guthrie County Sheriff's Offices. The Creston Police Department announced two separate arrests on Monday. At 11:25 a.m., officers arrested 32-year-old Francis Burton of Prescott in the 100 block of South Jarvis Street on a Ringgold County warrant for failure to appear on the original charge of failure to pay child support. She was transported to the custody of the Ringgold County Jail. At 12:36 p.m., officers arrested 31-year-old Cassie Holcomb at the Law Enforcement Center and charged her with violation of a protection order. She was released from the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. And Stewart police have released more information yesterday on charges for a 36-year-old Des Moines man for kidnapping and sexually assaulting an acquaintance. Stewart Police Sergeant Ryan Harding says Corey Wayne Drake held the woman at a motel in Stewart overnight on Saturday, September 12th. She talked to police on Sunday the 13th, and Drake was arrested at his home on Garfield Avenue in Des Moines that day. A press release yesterday showed that Drake was charged with sexual abuse in the first degree and kidnapping in the first degree. He's being held on no bond. State lawmaker Rob Hogg says he'll announce his Democratic bid for Senate during a three-day tour of the state this week. The 48-year-old state senator from Cedar Rapids announced Monday that he'll begin an announcement tour on Tuesday in Callander, a central Iowa community of about 350 people. He expects to visit 12 Iowa cities to talk about his plan to run against longtime Republican Senator Chuck Grassley. In a news release, Hogg says he's announcing in Callander to show support for small towns in rural Iowa. Hogg, an attorney, is serving his third term in the Iowa Senate, where he is chairman of the Government Oversight Committee. He previously served in the Iowa House. Grassley, who recently celebrated his 82nd birthday, will seek a seventh term next year. As part of Hogg's tour, he will make stops in Creston, Council Bluffs, and Atlantic on Thursday. He'll start the day in Ottumwa at 9 o'clock at the Ottumwa Public Library, then head to Creston at Southwestern Community College in the Performing Art Building's multipurpose room. That will be at noon in Creston. And then from there, he'll travel to Council Bluffs to the Council Bluffs Public Library Meeting Room D. That'll be at 3 p.m. And then in Atlantic at 5 p.m., the Atlantic Public Library Meeting Room A will be the site for his last stop of the day this upcoming Thursday. The Atlantic Park and Recreation Board met Monday night, and a few updates were given on some active projects. Atlantic Park and Recreation Director Roger Herring informed that the Kitty Corral shelter at Sunnyside Park has been demolished and removed. That area is currently closed off, and concrete work is set to begin October 1st, and work is scheduled to begin on the new shelter on November 7th. Repairs have also been made to the fishing dock at the Schoberg Recreation Area, and repair work on the boat ramp is still pending. And work is scheduled for the reconstruction of the Bull Creek Schuler Trail. That will be scheduled for the second week in October and expected to last 10 days. And they're also still working on approval for the Lake No. 2 Trail at the Schoberg Recreation Area. And they'll also be repainting some of the basketball courts at Sunnyside Park to make them pickleball courts as well. They also have set a date for a new work session that will be a goal-setting session and a five-year plan working session. That will be on October the 7th at 5 p.m. at the Park and Recreation Building. A state lawmaker from Northwest Iowa says he'll file legislation to block a Des Moines Utilities lawsuit over farm-caused water pollution. Republican State Senator Randy Feenstra of Hull says he'll ask lawmakers to step in if Des Moines Waterworks' lawsuit against drainage officials in three rural counties isn't resolved by the time the legislature convenes in January. but some lawmakers who were asked about Feenstra's proposal say they would oppose the legislation. The Des Moines Register reports that a law professor who's monitoring the lawsuit doesn't think state lawmakers have the power to interrupt a federal lawsuit. Des Moines Waterworks filed the lawsuit in January over high nitrate levels in the Raccoon River. And yesterday, the Atlantic Police Department reported recent arrest. On Thursday, September 17th, 52-year-old David Charles of Atlantic turned himself in on a Cass County warrant for possession of a controlled substance. Charles was booked in. Also on Thursday, 24-year-old Mark Fredrickson of Atlantic was arrested for public intoxication. He was taken to the Cass County Jail and booked in. On Saturday, September 19th, Atlantic Police arrested 24-year-old Alexander Smarage of Atlantic for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. She was taken to the Cass County Jail and booked in. Also on Saturday, officers arrested 26-year-old Jarrett Justice for possession of controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was taken to the Cass County Jail and booked in. Taking a look here at world headlines here this hour here on KJAN. Pope Francis is calling on Cubans to rediscover their Catholic heritage and live a revolution of tenderness. The Pope's comments during a Mass in Cuba's holiest shrine are the latest in a series of carefully worded critiques at Cuba's system during his four-day trip to Cuba. The Pope heads to Washington later today for a six-day, three-city visit to the U.S. Chinese President Xi Jinping arrived in Seattle today, almost a year after he and President Barack Obama announced their nations would cooperate to fight climate change. Tensions have risen since then over hacking and China's assertiveness in the South China Sea. The three-day visit begins with talks between a handful of U.S. governors and six of their Chinese counterparts. Planned Parenthood is asking a federal judge to stop Alabama from ending Medicaid payments to the organization's clinics in the state. A federal judge will hold a hearing this morning on Planned Parenthood's Southeast request for a preliminary injunction. Governor Robert Bentley last month announced that he was seeking to terminate agreements that allow Planned Parenthood to be paid for providing services to Medicaid patients. There's a Senate showdown today over a bill banning most late-term abortions. Though the GOP controls the Senate, Democrats appear certain to prevent them from getting the 60 votes needed to move ahead on the bill. It would be the second time since this summer's release of videos involving Planned Parenthood that Senate Democrats have scuttled a Republican effort to curb the organization and abortions. A county clerk in Kentucky who opposes gay marriage could wind up back in court over alterations to marriage license forms issued to same-sex couples. Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis previously spent 5 days in jail for refusing to issue licenses. Lawyers for two gay couples and two straight couples want a federal judge to order the licenses reissued. Davis removed her name and the county. Licenses now say that they were issued pursuant to federal court order. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements, Verna Marion Adams, age 90 of Nevada and formerly of Irwin, died Wednesday at Rolling Green Nursing Home in Nevada. Funeral services for Verna Adams will be held on Tuesday at 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Irwin. Polly Jones Funeral Home is handling arrangements. Cleo M. Steffen, age 87 of Griswold, died Friday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Cleo Steffen will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home Griswold has arrangements. Kenneth Eugene Brundage, age 86 of Manila, died Monday at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Kenneth Brundage will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. James Redmond Mitchell, age 54 of Greenfield, died Friday at his home in Greenfield. Celebration of life services for James Mitchell will be held on Tuesday here today at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home Greenfield has arrangements. Ruth E. Johnson, age 73, of Omaha and formerly of the Atlantic area, died Thursday. Services for Ruth Johnson will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Lutheran Church of the Master East Campus in Omaha, Nebraska. Hefe Hoffman, DeWarrick and Cutler Funeral Home, West Center Chapel, has the arrangements. J. Irene Steffens, age 95, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for J. Irene Steffens will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has the arrangements. Rhonda Simonton, age 61 of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. A gathering of family and friends will be held for Rhonda Simonton on Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Thomas Marvin Schuler, age 86 of Harlan, died on Monday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living Facility in Harlan, and funeral services for Thomas Marvin Schuler will be held on Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home Avoca has arrangements. Ardith M. Bertelson, age 83, of Audubon, died Monday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Ardith M. Bertelson will be held on Thursday at 10:30 a.m. in the Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home Audubon has the arrangements. Darlene Herr, age 95, of Fontenelle, died Saturday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Darlene Herr will be held Friday at 10:30 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. And Clifford Kaufman, age 96, of York, Nebraska, formerly of Marnie, died on Saturday at the Hearthstone Care Center in York, Nebraska. Funeral services for Clifford Kaufman will be held Friday at 10:30 a.m. at the Redline Church of Christ, 5 miles north of Jacksonville in Redline. And Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Carol A. Wilcox, age 87, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. A memorial service for Carol A. Wilcox will be held Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Atlantic has arrangements. Robert Emery, age 84, of Prescott Valley, Arizona, formerly of Fontenelle, died July 12th at Peaceful Valley Care Home in Prescott Valley, Arizona. Graveside services for Robert Emery will be held on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Fontenelle Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home Fontenelle has arrangements. Dr. Lewis A. Miller of Council Bluffs, formerly of Walnut, died Thursday. Services for Dr. Lewis A. Miller are pending. And Darnella R. Ross, age 87, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Services for Darnella R. Ross were currently pending in Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. That's a look at your latest funeral announcements and news here this 8 o'clock hour on KJN, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.